What if the basics you buy every week could help save lives? That's Good Store. Good Store makes high-quality, everyday essentials like coffee, soap, socks, and more, then gives 100% of profits to charity. Not some, not most, all of it. Every purchase has a real-world impact, like helping with coral reef restoration, providing life-saving care to mothers and babies, and testing and treating tuberculosis in the areas that need it most. Visit us online at good.store. That's good.store. Next time you stock up on essentials, do some good with Good Store. Shop now at good.store. Good Store. Buy what you need. Fund what matters.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show on a Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First talkback of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Juan from Oakland, or Nito Fawa. No, I was just asking Selena, did you feel it? Because we had an earthquake around the Seattle-Vancouver area, and Selena, as we know, is famous for not feeling earthquakes. So I just wanted to ask Selena, did you feel it?
How the hell would I feel an earthquake in the Seattle-Vancouver area?
Yeah.
Make it make sense.
I'm a little confused about that. Now, also, like, immediately when I listened to that when I first got in this morning, I was like, oh, man, must have been a big earthquake that I haven't read about yet. You know, as I get caught up on the news from over the weekend, I couldn't find anything about any earthquake in the Seattle or Vancouver area. Anything, there was, like, maybe a one-point-something earthquake. There were a couple, like, teensy little ones. But those are happening around us all the time.
Right, nobody feels them.
Yeah, nobody feels those ones, even if they live right on top of the thing. And then that one's all the way in the Seattle, Vancouver area. How would we expect our very own Selena, who is immune to feeling actual earthquakes that shake right below her feet that are actually sizable, but I don't know how we could expect you to even remotely feel that
one.
Yeah,
that's going to be a no.
Nobody.
Hey, but good try, though, and thanks for that first talk back of the day.
Appreciate that.
You ever want to leave a talk back, you do it on the iHeartRadio app. Just stream Wild live and then hit the little red microphone button.
I'll tell you where there was an earthquake. It was Friday afternoon in my bathroom.
Stop. No.
Post-show. Now, if you missed it, on Friday at 8:20, we play the JV Show's Chug Wheel game. It's America's favorite game. And we lost here on the JV Show. Our caller won. And thus, I had to spin the Chug Wheel. And it landed on buffalo wing sauce. Sweet Baby Ray's buffalo wing sauce or whatever it was. And I had to chug a whole damn pint of it or whatever. A whole chug mug full. And I thought, look, that's not the worst thing that I've chugged off the wheel before. It was pretty spicy, but you know, the Disney life goes on, right? I'll be fine. Tell that to my drive home from work. I'm not joking, you guys, and not to be, you know, crass and graphic, whatever, but if,
oh no,
if my drive home had taken 1 minute longer, disaster would have struck.
Oh my God.
That bad?
I was in a race against time. I turned onto the road leading to my house about a mile away and I floored it. I mean, I had to get. It was a full on emergency situation.
Doesn't that make you want to, like, I don't know, like just pull back a little bit on the chug wheel game? We are wrecking our bodies. Like every single week we have to chug. It is something that is, we're chugging like a gallon of salt. A gallon of spiciness. Like, it's just not good for us.
Here's what I do. Look, pull back on the game. I don't know. But what I do want is put some respect on the game. Because the listeners, you guys complain about the game and any rule changes. And you guys, you landed on something. And you got to drink something good. I don't want to hear that ever again. We've all had to chug something gross. And that one damn near ruined me. And the rest of my Friday was ruined, you guys. There was a flamethrower coming on my rear end for the rest of the day. It was miserable.
I know.
Just saying, it was legitimately bad.
I believe
my stomach was wrecked.
Why are we doing this to ourselves?
We're the ones that don't want to do it. You're the one that wants to do it.
Well, because I know the people like it, but I just don't want to hear
it. They're not the ones having to drink it.
Exactly, but I just need a reminder for everybody. Put some respect on us, because on the times offhand that the wheel lands on something good, I don't want to hear the, and I don't want it the days that we win and we don't have to chug, I don't want to, I'm not going to live again. You guys didn't chug. Shut up! You didn't have to sit on the toilet all afternoon on a Friday when I want to roll into my weekend and have some fun. And instead, I was blasting a volcano.
You had the cyclos, whatever that's called.
Worse, because it was on fire, you guys.
It's like actual firea.
It was legitimately. And I almost had to replace the seat in my car and my 4Runner. And I don't want to do that because I've had that car forever.
That's
blew the seat wide apart.
Yeah, I'm over the game.
Me too.
Just think about it, Graham. Just think about it.
I just need...
Ponder it. It's unhealthy.
Step one, I need some people to put respect on the JV show.
Fair
because
enough.
We are putting our lives on the line.
Thank
and
you.
That ain't the first time that I've had a near drive home accident.
Not.
I got a 1-hour commute home from San Francisco to Napa, and it's a I've had a lot of Fridays where it's a little touch and go. So put some respect on it.
Really quick before we move on, we have your chance to win crazy cash right now. This is $1,000, guys. Graham, do you have this hour's keyword?
I do. It's firea. Figure out how to spell
that.
I'm kidding. This hour's nationwide keyword is credit. Take the keyword credit to wild949.com. Look around there. You'll find the spot to enter. You might win this hour's $1,000. Good luck.
All right. Coming up next on the JV show, we talk about speeding. We all do it.
Mm-hmm.
You driving right now, you might be doing it right now, but Graham has some information he'd like to share with you coming up.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So that Morgan fire in Clayton was looking pretty crazy yesterday, but I'll have you know all forward progress has been stopped. It's at 90% containment right now with 51 acres burned, and evacuation warnings have been lifted for nearby residential areas.
That's good. It was an unlikely hero emerging in the World Cup final yesterday between Spain and Argentina. The teams were scoreless in regulation, then in extra time, Ferran Torres, a bench sub for Spain who hadn't scored a goal in this year's World Cup at all, hadn't really played that many minutes, blasted a goal in the 106th minute. Spain then held off Messi, won the game 1-0 to become world champions for just the second time in their country's history.
I'm sad it's over.
Yeah. Did you watch, Selena?
No.
Jess, did you watch?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought I was going to at least watch the halftime show.
And did you watch that?
Didn't? No.
What's happening?
But I saw everything I needed to see on social media.
Got it.
A lot of clouds on this Monday morning. Some scattered showers are possible. Enjoy another day in the mid to high 70s before tomorrow when we're going to hit the 90s.
Whoa. Hey, Libra besties, your day today is going to be an 8. That coworker that has quietly been taking credit for your hard work picked the wrong Libra on the wrong morning, and your scales finally tip toward not today, B. You calmly, confidently said something, and the whole office practically slow clapped in their hearts. Justice is literally your brand, and today you remember that first.
Got that. Got it.
Get them, Libras.
Got this.
Get them.
All right, next, would you stop speeding after hearing this?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show. This is Jessica from Las Vegas. Just wanted to chime in about the pickleball discussion on Friday. I was actually a victim of this activity, ripping my right calf muscle. And it was funny because I was lying to everybody saying I played tennis and that's how I got injured because I was so embarrassed. But in reality, my doctor did say he's seeing more and more patients in their 20s and 30s hurting themselves and getting injured. So I didn't feel like such a clown. But basically, I was acting like Serena Williams. I spiked the ball and rip.
Ow. Oh, my gosh. That sounds so painful.
New fear unlocked. Side note, I just checked JV Show number one in Las Vegas. Why were we talking about pickleball injuries last week?
I have no idea.
It was a guess on What the Bleep, and we started talking about how we want to play other couples.
But it's
really dangerous, and you hear about all of these injuries.
Torn calf.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I believe it because people underestimate how much they're moving because they think, just pickleball is so easy. No.
It's dangerous.
I'm still going to start playing. I'm going to start playing.
Hey, really quick, just because we mentioned the World Cup halftime show, we actually have a poll on our Instagram story right now. We want to know what you thought about it. Jess, what's that looking like so far?
So we have 3 options. So we asked, what did you think about the halftime show? 35% so far have said loved it. 35% have said could have been better. And 29 have said didn't watch it.
So it's almost split like 3 ways.
Even,
I watched it. I have some thoughts. Are we going to discuss later?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later this morning. Graham, what do you have?
All right, according to some new research, speeding while driving is a bad idea from pretty much every single way you can analyze it.
How is this new?
It just is. We know that speeding, less safe, injury accidents more commonly caused by speeding drivers, but the University of Minnesota just analyzed driving data from 120 million vehicle trips, and here is what they found. Not only is it less safe, but here were their two other main takeaways. Much less efficient. This is for people not driving electric cars, of course. But as you speed, you use more gas. Your car's engine becomes less efficient. So you're burning more fuel. So you are, it's costing you more money at the pump. And we know gas prices are still quite high. So you're using a lot more gas and creating a lot more emissions. If everybody drove the speed limit, they say, as they expanded on their findings, that would be the equivalent of taking 5.5 million vehicles off the road every single day.
No,
based on the
way.
Amount of emission, extra emissions that
just
are produced just from people speeding. So we could have less emissions, less greenhouse gases polluting the earth if everyone drove the speed limit. There's one big takeaway. And their second biggest takeaway, as they, again, analyzed 120 million vehicle trips over a several-year period, they found that those drivers that sped, on average, got to their destination. You guys, because this is why we're speeding, right? I got to get to where I got to get to where I'm going. I got to get there. On average, they got there 54 seconds faster.
That's it?
54 seconds faster. We have all seen this on the highway or our streets. You wind up off the exit at the same light as that person that blasted past you, weaving in and out of lanes. We're all at the same light. We all got there, right? And yet that person blasted by you going 95 or whatever, weaving in and out with no signal. And here we are, I'm two cars back them off the exit at the light, whatever it may be. 54 seconds on average is all the time you saved while speeding. Oh, and these were trips that they were looking at of 28 miles or more. And that's probably what a lot of people in the Bay Area commute, 28 miles each direction or more, a little less, whatever. 54 seconds,
we've all
people.
Done it. I mean, there are times where, have you guys ever like put the, you know, you use maps or whatever and you put in like where you're going and you're like, I'm going to beat that time. Yeah. I'm going to speed so fast. I'm going to get there early. And like, I'm out here driving crazy, risking my life, and I get there maybe like 1 minute before.
Yeah. No, legitimately.
Like, that's it? Because it's so accurate now.
We've all thought that. Oh, I can shave a couple minutes off this, and I will make that appointment. I just got to go a little faster, and I'll shave some time off this. And you never do.
No.
And, and if you do, it's the time difference is totally negligible. My dad proved this to me when I was young and probably when I was learning to drive, because I hated driving with my dad. He's the slowest driver. Dad, dude, step on it. Look, all these cars are passing us. It's killing me. And we would leave our house and my grandma's house at Nana, RIP. She lived on the opposite side of Napa. We were at the opposite ends of town. And so I had first got my license, and my brother got my license, and we'd all leave the house at the same time. My dad would drive his truck, and we would drive the other car. And here we are tearing through the streets left, you know, and there's my dad just boom, 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 just bumbling along at a slow speed. Bro, we would get to Nana's house first, but within 30 seconds, there's my dad pulling up. God. And every time he's like, see, it didn't matter what you did.
That's hilarious.
Just drive this. You don't need to go fast. It's not going to get you there any quicker. And if it does, it's literally, the difference is negligible.
It just feels better, though.
But it's not worth the stress for you and everybody else on the road.
And just the safety of yourself and other people on the road. This is a good reminder for people. Slow down.
I will
save money on gas, and you're really not saving much time.
Like, when I'm in a rush, obviously I'm like, oh my God, everybody's driving so slow. Like, move out of the way. Go to the slow lane. Like, it makes me so mad, right? But when I'm the one that has all the time in the world, I'm like, oh my God, why are these people? It's not my fault you're late.
Get somebody off pulled my them butt. Over.
Yeah.
God, where's the CFP when you need them?
Go around me. There's a whole lane. Why are you tailgating me? Yes, it is very true.
All right.
But that's a reminder for everybody.
Yeah, and great reminder, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We have your Jay-Z tickets on standby.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Teddy Seth from The Nut. Real quick, so over the weekend, Matt Daddy and I went to the Veranda IMAX Theater to go see The Odyssey with Zendaya and Matt Damon and Tom Holland. That movie was really, really good. 9.9 out of 10 for me. And let me tell you, all the bros literally were clapping at the end of that movie. Okay, anyways, Obsession. Free on Peacock right now, you guys. No regrets.
Wait, people were clapping. I don't like the movie clap. I don't like the clapping in the theater.
I'm not a fan of the movie clap, but I have heard Odyssey really, really, really good.
I've seen the same thing. It made $124 million last weekend.
I still don't know what it's
about. I have no idea what it's about. I know Zendaya just looks so cute in like the outfits at the premieres. But, I mean, our very own Chidi went to go see it. Mm-hmm. And she had no idea what it was about going into it. And even she said it was like the best movie she's ever seen.
Wow.
Dang.
But you guys heard of like the Iliad and the Odyssey and Homer that wrote the, you know, it's like a epic poem from Greek mythology and back in the, you know, the.
So it's kind of like
you guys have heard of some of that, right? I mean, we learned about it.
Sure, like in high school. Sounds like something we learned.
And then to the other point, I do think that Obsession is on Peacock, but I think you have to have the premium subscription. So it's not just for you, regular.
I have neither. I had the subscription
for Peacock.
Well, I had it for 3 weeks so I could watch the end of Summer House because they were throttling it on the other streaming platform. So you had to watch it on Peacock if you want to stay up to date. And then I just canceled it the other day.
Wow.
Like, that's where Love Island was streaming, though, right?
Yes.
So a lot of people have Peacock, apparently.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Never mind. Yesterday, I was on Instagram and I was watching this video of some car getting bipped in broad daylight.
Okay.
I think this was in Oakland, you know, judging by the comments, people were commenting that. But there was also some guy in the comments going back and forth with everybody, like so upset that as this is going on in the middle of the day, nobody jumped in and did anything to try to stop the guy who was bipping the car. And he was mad that the person who pulled out their phone to record it recorded instead of calling the police. You guys see this go down in real life. What are you doing? Are you jumping in and stopping the person?
I can't.
Well, it depends what they
look
like. I'll
be scared.
Like, they look way bigger and meaner and scarier than me.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to
size
the guy up.
Does it look like they have a weapon? Like, that's the thing. I don't know. I think I'm calling the cops.
I automatically
would call the cops, though?
Yeah. I would hope somebody would call the cops if it was my car getting broken into.
Don't you automatically assume that they do have some sort of weapon? I don't know. I'd be scared.
Yeah, I would just assume they had a weapon. I'm not jumping in to defend somebody's car and, like, risking my life. Like, sorry, they're going to steal, like, whatever bag you have in there, but I'm not putting my life on the line for your bag.
Right.
I don't even know if I would bother calling the police because, like, what are they going to do?
Hopefully show up and arrest the person.
Yeah. Maybe they never do.
But maybe they're nearby and
they
would.
They're not.
It has happened before. What if it was your car?
Yeah.
You walk up and you see somebody breaking into your car. What would you do then?
I'll throw whatever I'm carrying at them.
If it's my car, I think the most I'd do is like, hey, stop.
Okay, so you wouldn't call the cops in that instance either?
I wouldn't because I would have to at some point to file a police report, but probably not in that moment because I figure they're not coming right now anyways. They're not going to catch the guy.
So you'd record?
I'd probably record first. And then
to your own car, they're breaking in, stealing your stuff. You see all your stuff that you, let's just say you had some valuables in there, which you don't do that. But let's just say you did.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are emptying out your valuables, the stuff that you want.
I need the insurance.
You're just going to record it?
To believe me.
I mean, that's proof that this happened for the insurance company.
I'm calling the cops immediately. And I'm also dropping a, hey, you know, one of those like I'm going to run up and do something, Hayes. Like, hey, it's up. You know, like, try to scare him.
Yeah.
But I'm not actually going to go tackle him.
Yeah, right.
If other people are around, I would hope that they would help with either the recording part or the calling the cops part so I could do the other one.
Hey, why aren't you guys recording? You see this guy breaking into my car.
Someone record.
Pull out your phones and record from the internet.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
seriously.
I'm taking off my Converse and I'm throwing it at them.
So you would remove a shoe and chuck it at them.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
I wouldn't even do that. I'm like,
you just lost
away.
A shoe. They're probably going to take that too.
Am I the only one that would like stay away so I don't get like attacked? Like, he's going to take this stuff and leave regardless, but I don't want to get hurt in the process.
You want to scare them.
You want to scare them so they don't get all of your stuff.
Like, hey, the cops are coming.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Make a fake siren sound.
Yeah.
Hear that? They're on their way.
They're like, why did it say nostalgia alert?
Nostalgia alert.
Nostalgia alert.
Not exactly.
Cops are coming.
Scary.
Okay, so.
So that doesn't solve anything.
Yeah, but what should the protocol be? It should be to call the cops, right?
Of course. Yeah. I just don't have
then record.
Faith. Yeah.
One person
scared.
Record that you're with and the other person call the cops.
If everybody does something, then.
Yeah.
But then you assume that they're calling the cops, so you're recording.
And now you just got two videos.
Also recording,
different angles.
Yeah.
That helps, too.
I'd probably just, like, pretend I'm calling the cops if I'm like a bystander. It's not my car. Like, I'm just going to hold my phone up to me. You're like, I got it. Don't worry, guys. I got it. But, by the time you have to, like, wait and then talk to somebody and, like, where am I? What street are you? Like, I just want to go home.
Sure.
Right.
So I just, like, pretend call.
I'm hungry. It's dinner time.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so people are wondering if there is maybe some overlap from when Ariana Grande was with Ethan Slater to now with Ricky Alvarez.
Okay.
Before I get to that, do we like them together? Do we want them together? I feel like we've talked about them being together, but we haven't really discussed our feelings around it.
I'm fine with it.
Are you here for it?
I'm here for it. Whatever.
I don't really care for it because I don't think it's going to last.
Right. I'm very like indifferent.
This is the
She's
one for now.
She's not going to marry the guy.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't get past her as the character in Wicked. That's all like, whatever. Just like, you do you.
So here's what new reports are saying. These new reports are saying that according to those close to Ariana Grande, she's actually remained in contact with Ricky Alvarez since they broke up in 2016. That's like 10 years. And that means like even while she was with other people, married during COVID, getting, you know, with Ethan Slater afterwards, she was still in contact with Ricky. And supposedly that's because they have a lot of mutual friends. And so she still had to, like, keep a cool relationship with him. But as things with Ethan started to, like, you know, fizzle and started to come to an end, she started to reach out to Ricky more and more. And that's how they came back into each other's lives. And now they are fully back together. The source says they aren't picking up where they left off. They are like dating with intention. They are revisiting their relationship from a different perspective, talking about what mistakes happened last time and making an effort to not repeat those same mistakes. This is not, and I repeat, according to sources, this is not a rebound.
Isn't it though?
That's what everybody
says. I feel like it is.
That's whatever. All your friends are like, this is a rebound. All your friends are talking about it, you know. Oh, this is just a rebound. We'll see what happens.
It's just giving rebound vibes.
And then that person is always like, this is not a rebound. We're seriously in love. We've always had feelings for each other. We've always thought about each other all these years, and it's meant to be and all this stuff. And all your friends are like, yeah, right. Total rebound.
Yeah. Doof. Meanwhile, the guy's friends are probably like, dude, we told you she liked him.
She was talking to me the entire time they were together.
Yep.
Ricky was the one guy she was like, you have nothing to worry about. He's just a friend.
Sure.
Now look.
Yeah.
Travis Scott was involved in a nightclub fight. This was Saturday night at a club in New York. Travis Scott was there. There was a lot of celebrities there. But I guess somebody started filming Travis as he was talking to someone. And I feel like Travis may or may not have anger issues. He didn't like that very much, that somebody was recording him, and he confronted that person. That only led to members of Travis's like group that he was there with. They started throwing bottles at the guy who was recording. And then Jordan Clarkson from the Knicks, he jumped in, not to like join the brawl, but to try to de-escalate the situation. And that only got him and Travis got kicked out of the venue. He wasn't even doing anything. He was trying to like stop it. And he got kicked out for just being there, just being involved.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the way it works.
You know. I guess so. Travis Scott, he does have anger issues though, right? Like this isn't the first time he's like gotten into stuff. Yeah. I mean, there was a minute where it was like every week we were talking about a new incident.
Yeah. He kind of like, and then sort of, I don't know, maybe changed his ways a little bit because but then we didn't talk about him for a long time. So maybe he got his behavior.
Maybe he didn't change his ways, but just chose to disappear because that's all we were talking about.
Right.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right. So on Friday, it seemed that it was case closed on the parasitic explosive diarrhea lettuce. We chalked the thousands of illnesses across the country up to Taco Bell serving lettuce that had been supplied by Taylor Farms, the pride of Salinas. The iceberg lettuce that was produced in central Mexico and then distributed to several Midwestern states, that was the source of it, right?
Yeah.
That's what we all learned. Well, on Saturday, the FDA came out and said, yep, we tested some of that Taylor Farms lettuce, and it tested positive for the cyclosporia, or however you pronounce that parasite. Taylor Farms, they already had begun a massive recall across, I think, more than 27 states of that iceberg lettuce, plus dozens of other lettuce products that they supply. Well, here's where it gets weird, because then yesterday the FDA said, oops, my bad, that test was actually a false positive.
What?
Right. So now, do we still not know where it's come from? And poor Taylor Farms has had to pull all their produce? Or is it still Taylor Farms, but that particular test came back as a false positive? I have a lot of questions, and I think a lot of people do too, because a lot of people are still very concerned.
So they tested it again, and then it was negative?
Yeah, it was a false positive.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know if they, in that particular sample, they say they are still, the FDA and other partners continue to collect and analyze product samples to try to get to the bottom of this outbreak. But now the whole thing is just a little bit
murky. I would assume
murky.
It worked kind of like pregnancy. Like, you don't get a false positive. When you take a test, like, you can get a false negative, but if it's positive, it's positive.
I understand that when it comes to pregnancy stuff.
I would assume
I don't know if explosive diarrhea tests are the same way. They may operate under some different scientific laws. I'm not exactly sure. The recalls from Taylor Farms are still on, so they're still pulling all that stuff off the shelves. You guys know our boss on Friday, he's like, I'm not scared. I'm going to Taco Bell. And he went to Taco Bell on Friday. Now, look, California, not one of the states that apparently was supplied by the particular batches of diarrhea lettuce. So the cases in California, I think, were very, very low. I saw one of those nationwide maps and was like 0 to 10. Like, we've got a few cases, but not really very many at all. There was no, like, outbreak here.
Right.
Whereas, like, in Michigan, they had 1,000 cases. And he went there. And then last night he texted me. He's like, I think the Taco Bell got me.
No way.
He said he doesn't think he can come into work today.
No.
His stomach blew up. So I don't know. Maybe that's just, you know.
Maybe that's just normal Taco Bell, though, not the Cyclo.
Right. Yeah, we don't know. And maybe it's just like you're in your head, you know, you're paranoid about it. And now you've given yourself a stomachy.
All I know is all this talk about Taco Bell has been making me want Taco Bell.
I know. I'll still crush them. I ain't scared either. What? Starving. Bring me a cheese gordita crunch
that's
right now.
Extra lettuce. I'll eat it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Graham. Coming up next on The JV Show, we have your chance to win a Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Hope you had an amazing weekend. Thanks for hanging. Can I start that sentence? Thanks for waking up with us. Thanks for being back with us. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
I was trying to do just a mixture of all of that.
Yeah, mushed them all together.
Didn't come out right.
It just came out with a ah.
Yeah. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. I am so embarrassed. I honestly hate when that happens.
It's a rough one.
It's so embarrassing.
It's a Monday.
And you listening can replay it on the podcast later today.
All right. Let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, you want to leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. How do you find a talkback mic? Well, you got to be streaming Wild 94.9 live there on the iHeartRadio app. And then when you're doing that, there's a little red microphone button.
Yep.
Hit that, and that'll allow you to record your talk back. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's getting harder to fit my big fat into things now. I'm considering making a change.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but because I don't know if I'm allowed as a guy to point that out.
Yeah,
wow.
You're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I try not to look when you stand up, but it's like,
I don't know, is that noticeable?
Maybe it's in like baggier pants or something.
I just filed a complaint about it with HR.
Okay.
Like
it's offensive.
It's in your file probably now.
It's like offending.
What are we talking about?
Somewhere. I don't know.
All right,
think about what that bleeped out word could be. You want to win a JV Show Chug Mug, trust me. So hit that talkback mic button. Like Selena said, leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word is. Leave your guess. Remember, it has to be something PG and family friendly so we can play it on these airwaves. But I would get your guesses in quickly. Like, I don't know if you want to win.
Uh-huh. Like now you think, Graham?
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep, where you can win a Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Only the first person who gets it right is going to be the winner. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
It's getting harder to fit my big fat into things now. I'm considering making a change.
Vagine!
Yeah.
Remember, this is a family show.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
Right,
so
right.
Let's go to your PG guesses.
Morning, guys. Juwan from Hayward. My guess for the bleeped out word is cat. Jess, are you overfeeding your cat?
You have a fat cat, Jess?
She's a little chubby, not gonna lie. But I think, you know, like the healthy chubby.
Far and away the most popular guest this morning.
Thick.
A lot of
she
people
loves to eat.
Thinking your cat's a little hefty.
Check out my cat.
Morning, JV Show. It's Tracy D from San Mateo. I think the bleeped out word is purse. All right, guys. Have a good Monday. Bye.
Minus the R, of course. Purse, another very, very popular guest this morning.
You have a thick purse?
One.
How often do you ladies clean out your purses?
Pretty often.
Not very often. Okay. I guess we're just complete opposites. Yeah, for me, not very often.
I think I never would. I think the stuff would just
add more stuff.
Yeah, just accumulate there.
Morning, JV Show. Julie from Valley Springs. Happy Monday. My guess for the bleep dot word is phone. Big fat phone. All right. Hope I win.
Is your phone fat, Jess?
No, my phone is pretty, I think, average size.
Oh, because you're still on the iPhone 13.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to get a new one.
Yeah, eventually.
What do you mean eventually? The time is now. What, are you going to wait for the iPhone 23?
Yeah, maybe, actually. What are we on now?
Who knows, but we're way past whatever you got.
I think the 18 is here now.
I don't know.
It's time, Jess. It's time.
The time is now.
Yeah.
All right. If you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, because nobody's gotten it yet, we are still looking for that correct answer. If you think you know what it is, leave your guess now on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bays, number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And happy Monday to you. We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkbacks on the iHeartRadio app, and then the first person to get it right is today's winner. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
It's getting harder to fit my big fat into things now. I'm considering making a change.
You and
like
me.
Surgery?
Same, girl. Same.
There's options. There's a lot of options.
Right. Just that's remember, this is a family show, so that word's got to be something clean. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lance out of San Ramon, and my guess for the bleeped out word is Stanley.
The Stanley.
Your big fat Stanley.
Stanley. I never bought a Stanley. They were too expensive.
Never had one? Are you even trying to be a social media girly?
I know.
2026? Like,
no.
Without your Stanley?
No, what? I just went to Marshall's and got one of the ones they had. But it wasn't the Stanley
you
got a
dupe.
Shape.
Selena, do you have a Stanley?
No.
Oh.
No.
Wow. The peasantness.
Up here. Morning, JV crew. TJ at Livermore here. Is the bleeped out word forehead? I'm just kidding, Jess. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
What about keychain? All right.
Fired.
The bleeped out word keychain. Hard to fit it in your purse. You probably got too many on there. Too many keys, something like that. All right. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
Forehead keys, keychain.
Forehead keys, keychain. Okay. Forehead, no. Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Any response to that?
My forehead still fits everywhere. No issues there.
It's just fine. No complaints.
Not headbands or sweatbands, though. They don't make it in your size. And hats. What about keychains? What's your keychain count up to right now?
You know, it used to be a lot. Maybe one. One now.
Only one keychain?
Yeah.
And no Stanley? I feel like I don't even know you.
I'm judging on the massive keychains with a million things and keys and all this stuff dangling. Like, it's unnecessary.
They're so cute,
they
though.
Are.
It's just like, I don't know. Like, if I was on a blind date and some girl slaps down her giant thing of keys on the table, like, in a rush, and all there's just keys and keychains everywhere, I'd be like, what are you doing?
I like it.
Me too.
Hey, it's Sam from sunny South Florida. Happy Monday. What about your big fat finger? Have a great day.
Finger.
No, mine are pretty
I'm, like,
bony.
Looking at her fingers now. Very skinny. Oh my God, you have skinny fingers. That's
nope.
Creepy.
No problem fitting them.
It's like the opposite.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Steph from Richmond. I think today's bleeped out word is wallet. Okay, have a great day.
There it is.
There you go.
Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
It's getting harder to fit my big fat wallet into things now. I'm considering making a change.
I don't know why, and for reference, I know you can't see it listening, but it's pretty giant.
Oh, my God.
I don't.
It is thick.
And I think this is why.
And listen, you hear the jingling. She has her keys and keychains attached to the
wallet.
Oh,
that's my nightmare.
I think this is.
So it's like a big keychain.
Yeah, but I think this is why I was like, dang, since I have such a big wallet attached to my keys, I can't have any more keychains on top of this.
Yeah.
Like, this
damn
is ridiculous.
So when you're driving, it's not like a turnkey
situation.
It's a fob. Okay. So I was like, do you have your wallet hanging from
just
like
dangling there?
Yeah.
No.
Sprinkling credit cards out on the floorboard. That thing looks to be about 2.5 inches thick. That
way
is
more.
A big, thick wallet.
It is super thick. And the thing is, in the store, it seemed like a good idea because I was like, wait, this is so cute. It's pink. It has like a cute little, you know, keychain hanging from it already. Everything's going to fit in there. Like, I'm going to feel so put together. And now that I have it, I can't when I go out with Ruben, I can't give it to him to put it in his pockets because it doesn't fit. Doesn't fit in my pockets. Doesn't fit in my purse sometimes. Doesn't fit anywhere.
Is it?
Oh, no. So life
are
ruined.
Are you blaming the actual construction of the wallet, like this particular one, or are you a wallet hoarder, like a lot of people, just stuffing receipts and all these things, old, like, you know.
Great question.
Parking garage passes and things that you'll never use again. Are you one of those people, or are you orderly in there? The thing, the actual product is too thick.
The product is too thick.
Got it. Yeah. Well,
too many pockets in there.
Yeah, throw it out. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First, that was Steph in Richmond. What's up, Steph?
What's up?
Happy Monday to you. Brand new JV Show Chug Mug coming your way. Nice job. She had the first correct answer this morning. A lot of other people came with the correct answer. Let's shout them out real quick. Emily in Vallejo had it. Sean in Redwood City. What's up, Sean? Elizabeth in San Jose got the correct answer. So did Matt in San Ramon. Mylene in Danville had it. So did Carlos in San Carlos. Rochelle in Lathrop had it. So did Divya in Pleasanton. Alex in Benicia. What's up, my man? Alex, nice job. Samantha in San Jose came with the correct answer. So did Yvette in Pittsburgh. Hope you have a great week, Yvette. Sarah in Pacifica dropped us a talkback with the correct answer. Again, not as fast as Steph in Richmond. Anybody else squeak one in at the last second that I did not see, Jess?
Was it?
All right, nice job, everybody.
Well, I mean,
nice job to Steph mainly.
Yeah, only the person that won, obviously. But everyone else, thanks for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time, 7:05 here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, the way I just screamed and the person next to me looked over at me because I was at a stoplight was high key embarrassing. But you know what? It was worth it. I'm so happy. I can't believe I won a chug mug. I've been listening to you guys since I was a little child. I'm so excited. Thank you. And I can't wait to play tomorrow.
How old are you now?
Nice job.
That could have been us. Maybe it was the show before us.
She was probably only 19 child. Now. She's 18. Right. Maybe 18. Yeah. 18 or 19 now. Yeah. She started listening.
Okay. But, yeah. The Masters thing.
Congrats. Either way, congratulations.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Oh, no. Jess came in here for a quick second and she ran out.
I just heard her shouting something about Taylor Farms, and then ran out the door.
Did you wash your hands?
It was the lettuce.
I needed water, but
to wash down the lettuce.
You had iceberg lettuce for breakfast.
No, that was Graham.
You said you.
Why are you so out of breath?
You said you had an iceberg lettuce omelet this morning for breakfast.
Because the water dispenser that's close to our studio, of course, has no water to dispense, so I had to run to the kitchen. Yeah. Anyways, I have my
Let's go to the phones. Wildity for nine. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Riz.
Riz, you're caller 20, which means you are going to be playing our Yup Nope game this morning. Jess, what is Riz playing for?
We have 4 tickets for Disney on Ice on the line.
Here's how it works. We're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct. If you can do that, the tickets are yours. Are you ready?
I hope so, yes. Let's go.
You don't sound very ready, but here we go. Question number 1. A screwdriver is a cocktail that's made with vodka and what other ingredients?
Orange juice.
Yep.
Easy.
Yeah, the Rizzler's probably had a couple of them already this morning. Am I right, Riz?
I am. Looks like it.
All right. Yeah. Party on. All right, question number 2. In order to be eligible to be president of the United States, how old do you have to at least be?
Oh, wow. 25.
Nope. That's a good guess. The actual answer there, 35. You have to be 35 years old. If there's an age minimum, shouldn't there be an age maximum?
You would think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right around 70.
Great point. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. You did miss that one, but it's all good. You're allowed to miss one. You're still in the game. Here's question number 3. Although it is completely tilted, what geometric shape is the world famous Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Eiffel Tower?
Nope. Maybe ask that again.
What shape is the tower?
Yeah, what geometric shape is the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
A triangle.
Nope.
No. Cylinder.
It's a cylinder. It's round. Cylindrical.
Yep.
Not very triangular. All right, question number 4. Let's at least finish strong. What's the traditional name for a salad that contains, listen to all this stuff that's in the salad, chopped greens, tomato, bacon, chicken breast, hard-boiled eggs, avocado, blue cheese crumbles, and red wine vinaigrette dressing? What's that salad called?
Oh, I wish I ate salad. BLT? I don't know.
No, the old BLT set.
Oh, I really like that.
That's traditionally known as a Cobb salad. Yeah. That's a Cobb salad.
Riz.
Oh, man.
You didn't, yes. You didn't quite win the Yup Nope game this morning.
Only got the drinking question right.
Which explains so much.
It does. It truly does.
Well, we're glad you didn't cheat, though.
Yes. Thank you for playing honestly. Yes. Don't hang up. We had a lot of fun playing along with you, but hang on there really quick. All right, Graham, we have some shout-out.
Yeah, I had some high hopes there for the Rizzler, but he didn't pull it off. I got a couple DM slides here. First one, hey, guys, I'd like to give a birthday shout-out to my son, Nicholas, who is turning 10. We want to wish him a very happy birthday. Mom, Dad, and sister, love you. We wish you the best. Yes, happy birthday, Nicholas. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart? Great
turning point. 10. That's a big one. Double digits. Another DM here. Hey, Graham and JV Show, happy Monday. We're currently on our way to Disneyland with a few of our kids, and we'd love to give them a shout out. Yeah, that sounds nice. We have Alyssa, who's home from UCSC for the summer. Go Banana Slugs! Angelo Jr. and Brooklyn, who are incoming eighth graders. We're so incredibly proud of each of you and hope you have an amazing week making memories with us. We love you. That's from
mommy,
Jess, and Daddy Angelo. Yes.
I'm a daddy.
Have fun.
Yes. Shout out to you guys and hope you have a great... Are they going to Disneyland for the entire week?
Sounded like it.
Well, either way, enjoy.
Who gives a fuck?
Right. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is David from Dublin. I got a question. Do you guys have assigned parking at your job? And if you don't, is there like an unofficial assigned parking? And if someone takes that, do you get upset? Just ask. Have a great day.
Okay, random question about we do have a parking garage in our building. Yep. We do not have assigned parking, but Selena, do you have a spot that you choose each day, and would you be annoyed if somebody was in it?
Someone does park in my unofficial assigned spot every Thursday, and I don't know
it's
why.
Not your spot.
Why do you only come in on Thursdays for one? Who are you? And move your stupid car. I park there every other day of the week.
But there's so many empty spots, not a
then
big deal.
Pick
to just...
a different one, because that's mine.
But maybe they don't know it's your spot, so why don't you just pick a different one? It's not a big deal. It's not your spot.
I have to, because they come in, I don't know at what time, but before me on Thursdays. And they take my spot out of all the spots. Like, they're so, like, it's empty on either side, but they park in my exact spot.
I generally always park in the exact same spot because usually I'm the first one in here in the building in the mornings. And look, I think it's very courteous of me. I could take the very first closest spot to the elevators, but I always take the second closest as like a goodwill gesture. Look, here, I'm going to let somebody else park
That's
in the closest
so nice.
Spot.
Wow.
But sometimes people do park in my spot.
And it's so annoying, right?
I just don't care. I just park.
Really?
I just park one over.
Too.
Jess, do you park in the same spot every day?
I try to, unless whoever owns the white car, please move it, because
you need to put up signs.
If you own a white car, could
please move it.
Relocate it.
So, I've been parking because I found the sweet spot, right? It's a perfect place to where when we leave and when the parking lot is a little bit more filled up, I can easily pull out of there and I don't have to be watching my back for the cars that are parked behind me. Right? Like, it's easier. And then I just leave.
Okay.
So I've been parking there lately. Everything's been fine until that car started appearing there daily, right? So then today I was like, you know what? I'm already expecting them to be there. I'm going to park on the other side. Nope. Now they're on the other side where I was expecting to park. So they're playing a game with me. And I will win.
We are. I feel like you're losing right now.
I know I am.
White car's under your skin.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Graham, I know you have a couple World Cup things. I have something as well. But first, Cardi B was back hanging with her soccer bae.
Ooh. Oh.
So the week before last, I think, we talked about Cardi. She was at a fashion show in Paris. And it looked like she was taking a liking to Nigerian soccer star Maduka Okoye. Remember, he walked her to her seat, and then they were seen talking and laughing at another showcase later on. Well, they were back hanging out over the weekend in Italy. There's video of them at a restaurant. Not just the two of them. It was like a group situation, but it looked like they were having a really good time. Now, TMZ says that sources have said there was no PDA, but did note they seemed comfortable with one another. Hmm. So is it a friendly situation? That I don't know. Are you guys shipping these two?
Sure.
Yeah. I guess it's better than Stefan Diggs. However, I don't know if it was Chidi that told us that this guy also has, like, a reputation.
That's what I was going to say. This guy is bad news.
Is he?
That's the kind of guy she wants. She doesn't want some boring, plain old guy
For whatever reason, she's drawn to them, but I'm not shipping them.
Okay.
I'm not shipping this person for her because she can do way better. This guy's bad news. I saw a post that was being shared from like his BM that was like, he doesn't take care of his son because he's salty that he can't be with me after I broke up with him. So he's never been around and he doesn't do this. And plus he's a cheater, like all these things. I mean, it's just Cardi's type, but I feel like she needs to not go for that type.
Plenty of nice guys out there in the world, but you ladies don't want them. Love the drama.
They're just so much hotter.
Love the project.
That's
yeah.
That's what it is. Uh-huh. They just look better.
The whole bad boys.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Let me know how it works out.
All right. There were a couple of funny celebrity sightings at the World Cup. As you know, the place was crawling with celebs. We'll get to who was all there in just a second. First, some pretty funny things that happened with a couple of commentators during the broadcast. One BBC commentator was put on the spot when the camera panned to a certain celebrity in the crowd.
I think that's AKA Rocky or ASAP Rocky, sorry.
AKA Rocky.
AKA Rocky.
ASAP Rocky. Whole time it was Pharrell Williams. It wasn't even ASAP Rocky.
Oh, no. Whoops.
ASAP was there, though. He was a couple rows in front of Pharrell, so fine. I get the mix-up. Sure, maybe it was hard to see. I don't know. ASAP Rocky was there with Rihanna. Something similar kind of happened to another commentator when the camera panned to Matt Damon.
Brad Pitt also among the fans here.
He called him Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. All right. Well, they're kind of buddies. They've done a lot of stuff together.
But people were like, the disrespect. The Odyssey just came out. It's the number one, you know, movie right now. Don't go and call him Brad Pitt. Put some respect on his name.
At least it is another A-list, you know, celebrity. There's worse people to be compared to than Brad Pitt. Good-looking guy.
Very true.
When they did, and I watched that. I saw when they put Pharrell up and they put a couple other people up. There were a couple that they panned to at different times during the celeb, you know, when they're showing celebrities. I had no idea. If I was a broadcaster, I'd be like, I don't know who that is. Like, I just don't know.
There were a lot of people. Yeah, as I'm looking at celebrities that were there, like, some of them I've seen them in the show. I don't know their names.
Right. They put some on the screen. I'm just like, no clue. I don't know.
Jay-Z and Beyonce were there at the final yesterday. Tom Cruise, Kylie Jenner with Timmy, the Beckhams, Tom Brady, Ed Sheeran, Dua Lipa, Drake was there hanging out with Mr.
Drake?
Beast.
Drake?
Yeah, Jessica Alba, Tate McRae, Peso Pluma, I Showed Speed, Dang. Kevin Hart, and the list goes on. You know who else was there?
Who?
Blake Lively.
No.
Is she the one getting booed mercilessly?
No, that was someone else. What's funny is Blake Lively is never going to live down getting snubbed from Taylor's wedding. The headline I saw this morning, Blake Lively pops up at World Cup final after snub from Taylor. No joke. This is the first half of the very first sentence of that article.
Oh, yeah.
Blake Lively attended the FIFA World Cup final Sunday with her non-famous girlfriends.
She's hanging out with a bunch of norms now because she got snubbed from the wedding. It's going to be a long PR crawl to get back from that.
All right, Graham, I knew you have some World Cup related things.
Yeah, did you guys see the fight immediately after the final whistle blew on the World Cup final? Again, Spain defeated Argentina 1-0. Apparently, Argentina not going out without a fight because as Spain celebrated their historic win on the field, Argentina's Leandro Paredes appeared to physically attack a player. He didn't appear to. He did. He looked like he threw a punch or a face slap or something. He tackled the guy, shoved him to the ground. Other Argentina players joined in. They were eventually separated. The live TV broadcast pretty much avoided showing any of that. They were focusing on Messi's sort of, face of sadness and then the other players celebrating. It was the videos on social media from people who were there that quickly went viral showing this pretty ugly scene during what should have been a purely celebratory moment for Spain. That was ugly. Also, all of the Argentinian players skipped speaking to the media after the game, despite being required to by FIFA, which in kind of a poor sport look in my mind. I get that you're very upset. You just lost the final, but like you can still speak to the media. I don't know. That was just sort of a.
Right. That just makes you seem like a bunch of crybabies.
Yeah. Let's not cry about that. All right. But did you see this? Now, this thing is a little bit funnier. Spain defender Marc Cucurella. He is going to have to get a tattoo of his manager's face somewhere on his body. That apparently the result of a pre-World Cup bet, and he is going to follow through on that. So he has to get his manager's face somewhere tattooed on him.
Can you imagine if we had to get our boss's face tattooed on us?
Yeah, you're just like, hey, if we, for the number one show, I'll get a tattoo of you somewhere on my body. And then they're like, and then it happens, and then you actually have to do it.
Nah.
Yeah, I would back that.
Yes, it's going to be a no for me.
Yeah, back up. Why? Because you think you don't want our boss's face?
No, I don't
What's wrong with his face?
It's perfectly fine. I don't want it tattooed on my body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Coming up next on the JV Show, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash plus Jess some neighbor drama.
Yeah.
Wait, listen to how funny this is. She overheard some neighbors talking smack about somebody, and she thinks they were talking about her.
Something I do.
They probably were.
I don't think
Let's
it's that bad.
Talk
though.
About it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Orlandonian. I am so tired. My brother had come to visit and he had such an early morning flight, so I just dropped him off and now I'm going to work. So love that, but I'm super excited because I'm coming back to the Bay. Woohoo, California! For a little bit, so I'm really, 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 really excited. I don't like it here in Florida right now. The weather is really, really bad.
Ooh, I don't envy that.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. JV Show number one in Orlando, though. I checked this morning. So despite that hot, humid weather, all whatever they're dealing with, JV Show's shining through.
Yes, thank you so much. By the way, the JV Show, that's us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
It's Wild 94.9, and every hour we have your chance to win crazy cash. That's $1,000 if you don't know. Graham, do you have this hour's nationwide keyword?
I do. It is rich. Take the keyword rich and hit that contest tab while you're streaming us on the iHeartRadio app. This is the simplest way to enter this contest. And look, it's $1,000 you want to enter. Hit the contest tab while you're on the iHeartRadio app streaming Wild 94.9, the world's greatest station. Scroll down. You'll see a spot to enter it. Rich is the keyword. You might win this hour's $1,000. Good luck.
Good Woo-hoo! Luck. All right, Jess.
All right, so there's a little bit of neighbor drama brewing, I guess.
Over there in San Mateo.
In San Mateo. So I heard my neighbor talking about something, and I...
Can I pause right there?
Yeah.
How and why were you eavesdropping?
Okay.
Yeah, you little snoop.
Well, so, paint the picture. Where were you and, where were your neighbors?
So I'm in my apartment, and for some reason, there are some days where I don't have the TV on, I don't have music on, it's, silent. Right?
Just like you and your cat just staring at each other.
Just me and my cat. I'll be on my phone, whatever, right? The walls, not the thickest, I would say. But for
damn walls, you are hella thick. They're not hella thick.
They're not hella thick.
Yeah. You ain't hella thick.
But for the most part, our apartment complex is pretty quiet. So if somebody is talking loud, you're going to hear it. And if you're really trying to pay attention, you're going to be able to, figure out what these people are saying.
So you're literally in your apartment and you can hear what they're saying.
I can hear these people, but they're kind of in the hallway, closer to their door, but in the hallway. So I can hear them a lot easier than if they were in their apartment. And this is why I think that they were trying to throw shade, because they could have had this conversation inside their apartment, but they didn't. They were outside to where I could hear it, and they were being pretty loud. So for a little bit of context, they were complaining about parking because he was frustrated that he couldn't find any on the street right where, where we live. And a little bit of information about it. We live in kind of like a cul-de-sac. That's where the apartment complex is. And there's not a lot of parking on the street. I will say that. And we each have our assigned parking that is in a little gated garage.
Okay.
So.
Sounds fancy in San Mateo.
San Mateo. Sounds nice. It's not that fancy, actually. But this particular neighbor, I have noticed, has not one car. They have two cars. So I have noticed that sometimes they struggle with finding parking outside, or they'll park one car outside to save a spot for their other car, and then they'll be switching those out. So I've seen that, go down before, right? Well.
Sounds like a headache. That sounds stressful.
It does sound stressful.
Why do you need two cars?
So, well, it's like a family.
Okay.
Yeah, but I heard him complaining, saying basically, I don't know why people that with their own parking spots park outside sometimes. It's already packed to begin with. I don't know why people don't have any regard for others. If your spot is empty, why are you taking up a spot on the street? And I've done this before.
That's a good question. Why are you doing that, Jess?
Listen,
you got your own parking spot.
Sometimes there's times where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get home. I'm going to do something super quick. And then I'm going to leave right after. And it's just so much easier for me to park right up front to the apartments, to the entrance. So I just park there if there's one open. And then I do my thing in my apartment and then leave. Right. So to me, I'm not thinking anything of it. I'm not thinking I'm taking a spot, I guess, from somebody else.
When you say do your thing in your apartment, you're talking about just go to the bathroom and get out.
No, just like if I need a change for the gym.
One of those emergencies,
got it.
Kind of what you had Friday
after the Chugwheel game.
Yeah.
And there was a flamethrower coming out of my room.
Yeah, that. So Jess runs in to take care of her flamethrower.
No, I run into change for the gym, eat something super quick, feed my cat.
regular things. And then I leave, and I'm not thinking anything of it because I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, my parking spot's there, but like, this is easier and quicker. And like, hello, it's the street. It's public parking. I can park here if I want to. But then now I kind of feel bad because I kind of feel like he was throwing shade at me because I do this sometimes.
He was.
And am I in the wrong? Should I not be doing this?
It's something I would do, so I can't say anything. I don't like the arguments over street parking. Yeah. It's a public street. I've had a neighbor come up to my door knocking angrily one time because we parked on the streets, but it was in front of her. Like, she was my direct across the street neighbor, but there was no parking on our side, so we had to park across the street. And she got so mad. It's like, where else do you want me to park? Like, two blocks away?
And yeah.
You don't, when there's parking right there? Yeah, it's not your parking spot. You have a driveway.
I've always felt that, like, I felt the judgment when you park. There are certain, there's like neighborhoods sometimes where you can tell. These people think they own the spot. Like, this is the closest spot to the park or wherever I'm going. Like, yeah. I'm going to park here. But they're looking at you like, that's my spot. No, it's not. It's a street.
That's funny.
So you guys are with me.
We just had this conversation over the parking in our own parking garage, which is not assigned, but I get mad when somebody parks in my spot.
Yeah.
But here at work.
It's the same. Yeah, here at work.
I guess it's a little hypocritical of me.
Yeah, you don't own the spot. You don't own the street. It is open parking. Here's an idea. Clean out all the junk out of your garage and park in there. That's my PSA to most people.
Okay, got it.
Everybody's garage is just full of stuff that they're never going to use. Hey, park your car in there. That's where it's supposed to go.
No, I just think, I don't know, I think it's messed up to even try to, like, you know, like, to be so loud about it. And I get it, you're angry, you're frustrated, you can't find parking, but, like, it's not my fault. I pay for my spot, I can use it if I want to, but I could also park on the street whenever I want, you know? Like, when Ruben goes to visit me, I put my car on the street so that he can park in my spot, vice versa, like, because he'll get there, you know, later than I do.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know.
That would be pretty frustrating, though. Imagine this, Selena. You've had a long day. You just want to get home to your apartment. You drive onto your street. There's no spots. And there you look over and you see Jess's car parked there. And then when you eventually find a spot blocks away and walk in into the building, you see, well, her spot's just empty right there in the garage. And here she is occupying one of the spots on the street that I could be parked
in. I'd be so mad.
Stop.
It would be frustrating, but I agree, they don't have any jurisdiction over that spot.
They don't. And I'm actually not mad at him just talking loud enough in the hallway for you to hear, because that's better than him actually confronting you.
That's a good
imagine
point.
If he would have came up to you directly or to your door.
Yeah, I wouldn't like
the
like
passive aggressiveness.
Yeah. I don't think I would have opened the door if he rang the doorbell, to be honest.
I pretend like I'm not home anyways, so.
Yeah.
Good luck getting the message across.
I know you're in there. Your car's out there on the street. I know you're here.
Oh, my God, no. No, I hope it doesn't get to that point. So I guess maybe I should stop parking on the street so much. But
yeah, you're going to get your tires slashed.
It's just easier.
Right? And he knows where you live. That doesn't worry you just a little bit?
I mean, no, because I'm like, I know where you live, too.
So, true.
You know, it goes both ways. But
you should preemptively slash his tires.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, just in case.
And then I'm like, let me
send a message.
Let's see if you can move now.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. Good luck.
How do you like your parking?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marco from Martinez. Got a little question for you guys regarding parking on the street. What if you're going need a parking spot and someone puts cones on a public street in front of their house to park? Do you go and move their cones to park in their spot? What would you do?
Nope, not touching them. I'm not touching them. That bugs me. I hate when people do that.
I know.
Again, you don't own, like, you do not own that spot.
Jess thinks she owns her street.
I do.
Yeah, she parks wherever she wants, blocks people from parking there. They're just trying to get home.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
There's neighbors in my neighborhood who had cones in front of their house, and there's a little city website, and somebody had to become a Karina and did a report, and guess what? There's no more cones in front of that house anymore. Those spots are always free.
Oh, how about that? Would you go full Karen, full Jessica, and narc out somebody that's reserving public street parking spots for themselves with some orange cones?
I personally wouldn't. But I'm not mad at somebody else that does. Thank you.
Yeah, because imagine you have to park like three blocks away now. Because
oh my god, that would just whole day ruined. Whole day ruined. Is that the Spanish version of Karen?
Karina?
I've never heard Karen.
Karen is Karen.
I like her version better.
Karina, that works.
All right, more World Cup talk. So FIFA paid a record-breaking $871 million to the 48 teams that participated in this World Cup.
It's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Do you guys want to know how much money the winner gets? Spain, in this case?
Yeah.
$51 million.
$51 million. That's a nice little payday.
Yeah, and then the runner-up, they get $34 million. Third place, which is England, $30 million. France is getting $28 million. And then it kind of, you know, goes down from there. Even those teams that played in, like, the group stage but didn't really advance, I mean, they're still getting $10 million just for qualifying.
Okay.
You know?
That's something.
Yeah, people wanted to know, well, do the players get any of the prize money?
That was going
to
be my question.
Mm-hmm. It depends. The prize money that's paid by FIFA goes to the federations, not exactly the players. So each federation gets to decide how it's distributed or where that money goes.
Okay.
For Team US, though, the team keeps 20% of the money. The rest of the 80% goes to the U.S. men's national soccer team and the U.S. women's. And it's split evenly because there was an agreement made in 2022 to pay its men's and women's teams equally and fairly.
Interesting. So when the women who dominate the World Cup, when the U.S. women win, the guys are getting paid off that too?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't like that.
What do you mean?
I'm fine with the men having to share their part, but I feel like, you know, us women, we've been through so much. We're just now getting caught up. Yeah. We're talking about, you know, fair pay and women's rights and things. I feel like if we're winning the World Cup, like we should keep that fair and square.
Interesting.
We've earned it.
Okay.
I'm with you, Selena.
Thank you, Jess.
Yeah.
That just makes sense. That's fair.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these, you hear that, you know, okay, yeah, at least they, you know, are going to make a good payday off the thing. Most of these guys, at least on some of these big soccer clubs, like, these are some of the highest paid athletes on the face of the planet. You know what I mean? These guys are making huge money already. So they're like, for this game, you get a $600,000 check. They're like, yeah, I just add it over there to the pile of all the other checks that I make.
Right.
Some of these guys make incredible sums of money. Some of them some from the other countries, but a lot of these guys have big contracts.
Yep. We're talking numbers having to do with the World Cup.
Another thing, have you guys seen how the number 19 has had a lot of meaning during the World Cup this time around?
No.
Okay, remember how we talked about the picture of Messi and Lamine Yamal who... You know, they took this picture 19 years ago.
He was a little baby.
He was a tiny little baby, right? He's 19 now. Messi wore the number 19 during his time with Argentina. Yamal wore the number 19 for, you know, during his first Spain match, and he continues to wear that number. He won with that number on. They both wore that number when they scored their first World Cup goals, Messi in 2006 and Lamine in 2026.
Okay.
Was Messi 19 this year? I thought he was 10.
Who?
Messi.
You
were 19 this year?
No. Messi wore the 19 during his time with Argentina. When he barely started with them.
Got it. Can I go back to the thing where the picture with the baby? Why was he taking a picture of bathing a baby? Like, it's just sort of a weird... hey, do you want a picture of Michael Jordan bathing your baby? I'd be like, maybe?
I don't know.
Like, who's the family? Like, yeah, you know
what? What was the point of that photo shoot? It was a campaign for something. What was it?
It was charity for UNICEF. I don't know.
Seems just very random. Things very random.
And correction, I meant when he was playing with Barcelona, not Argentina, because he's playing with Argentina now, obviously.
Got it.
But they both wore that number when they scored their first World Cup goals. The World Cup then happened on July 19th.
That's right. Mm. So what does this mean?
Well, in numerology, 19 means...
We got to ask Taylor Swift. She's the only one that can decipher this.
It means new beginnings, completion. It has like completion energy. And then the number 19 in general is widely.
New beginnings and completions. So new beginnings and finishes.
So it's like, well, someone circle. Completes, so something completes, and then there's new beginnings, you know, like Messi.
Got it.
Completion of his
like
career.
The end of the World Cup.
Passing the torch,
end of the World
sort
Cup,
of.
End of his career. Okay.
The number just in general has a lot of like leadership, victory, and brilliance. Attached to
that
it.
That tracks. I can see
so
that.
So I think, and you know what a lot of people are saying? A lot of people are saying, like, we're now.
Here we go.
We're now in a new timeline. Remember how we were trying to get back into, like, the correct timeline? And then the Knicks one, and now the Spain one, and Lamine Yamal, like, he's a part of this new timeline.
Wait, I don't remember being in the wrong timeline.
We were in the wrong timeline.
I do remember that, but now, so now we're back on track.
Now we're back
like,
on
everything
track.
Everything is right in the world. Again,
it's starting to be
okay. We're yeah. getting there.
We're getting there. That's the number 19.
I'm so lost.
I mean, there's so many ties to it. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's weird. But
so, what was the wrong timeline?
It was just like when, just like everything was going wrong, and people yeah. were making these videos on social media about how they should have been born at a different time, and then this timeline wasn't yeah. working. And I can't really remember. I don't ask okay. me to explain it, but. I remember it.
All right. Yeah, and somehow, you know,
I got to go down the TikTok winning rabbit hole later. Then
helped put us back into the right timeline.
Weird.
Got it.
Yeah. Probably because Taylor Swift was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, at that one game. Makes sense.
Uh-huh.
All right. Coming up next on the JV Show, Graham, let's talk about how your weekend was.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hope you had a good weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us once again. All right, Graham, you said there's something that we have to go look at.
Yeah, have you guys fallen in love with Jimothy yet?
Is that weird looking
raccoon? Yes, Jimothy.
I'm not in love with it.
You're not.
I'd be scared if I saw that in person.
If you have not yet seen Jimothy, he's become a viral sensation. A Seattle resident recorded some video, and there's been some other sightings, and people have posted videos of him as well. He is what. Vets, you know, without giving him a full examination, think he is suffering from some sort of spinal deformity or whatever. And so he's like very round in the middle, short neck, like almost doesn't Aww. Have a neck. But
Poor
then his
guy.
Like legs look kind of grasshoppery, like long in the back. Like in the way he moves around is very different. He just like, does not, he looks like a raccoon because of his coloring, but he does not walk around like one, or he's just very different. That resident that first recorded and posted him named him Jimothy, and now everybody is calling him Jimothy. If you want to see him, JV Morning Show on our Instagram story, take a peek at Jimothy. All right. Very cute, but also kind of creepy. Where
cute?
You land
where
on...
are you getting very cute from?
Well, because you kind of like feel bad for the
I
guy.
Feel
he's
bad.
Just out there like
I
trying
bad.
To make ends meet.
I know,
but he's, like,
I feel bad,
a little bit.
But Jimothy looks like... like, I don't know, a science experiment wow. or something. Like, and I do feel bad saying that, but it's creepy.
He looks like if a raccoon and a basketball had a baby.
Yes!
You'd get Jimothy.
Yeah.
He's like a walking ball.
You know what he looks like? A squishmallow.
He does. See? Jess, where do you land? Jimothy is cute or Jimothy's creepy?
He's cute. He's a little different.
So, like, we talk
cute.
About raccoons being the cutest thing ever. Like, we want a pet raccoon, but if Jimothy came knocking on your door, Jess, you would take him in as a pet.
If he was nice, yeah.
I like him.
He looks funny, but like in a cute way. Like
yeah.
a laboo-boo, you know? Like, yeah, like
he looks kind of like, he reminds me of Mike Wazowski from Monsters,
oh,
the
yeah,
Pixar movie.
I can
movie.
See that.
He's like a raccoon version of
I'm
Mike
just,
Wazowski.
I'm too creeped out. I can't get over it.
I love little Jimothy. He's great.
You can see
He's
that
great.
On our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Graham, how was the weekend?
You guys, it was a good weekend, a busy weekend. I had a very humbling moment on Saturday. My a good friend of mine was having a skeet shooting event at his house. Are you guys familiar with the skeet?
Yes.
No.
The skeet? Or like you familiar with skeet shooting?
All of it. They did skeet shooting in, what's the Hunting Wives show?
The Hunting Wives?
I get confused because now there's a movie with like a really similar name. So I forgot
yeah.
like what the show is called. But I think they did that
Hunting
in there.
Housewives.
That's
there's
the
Hunting
movie.
Housewives. There's a terrible movie with Denise Richards.
Yeah,
and then there's
Wives.
The series,
The Hunting Wives.
That's the one.
Which I forget.
They did some
about.
Shooting in there.
Okay, so my buddy did that, and I went up to his place, and he had all set up. A lot of people there. A lot of guns. Just like guns everywhere.
Did that make you nervous?
Well, like I was a little intimidated because I'm not a big gun guy, and I've never gone skeet shooting before, nor have I ever shot a shotgun before. I've just something I've never done, and. you know, like I like playing paintball and stuff like that and things like that, but I'd never shot a shotgun before. And, you know, they're betting money and, you know, there's money changing hands and people are, they're launching, you know, they have two of these clay pigeon launchers and, you know, it's launching one way and one another. And these guys, I mean, are just like, bam, bam.
What is going on? This is a Napa?
And they're just blasting both of them like it's nothing. It looks very easy. So I'm like, I got this. I'm like pretty coordinated. I'm good at stuff. I whiffed on every single one, you guys. I didn't hit a single dang one. I was so disappointed.
Embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
Was it scary shooting it, though?
I mean, it's not scary. It's
I'd be scared.
You know, the heart's pumping a little bit because I've never done it before. But I also, like, immediately thought that I was going to be good at it.
It seems like something that's really hard to
do. I'm a good shot, though. And my buddy was even like, well, just, hey, you know, after I'd missed a few, he's like, you see that target over there? You know, like a stationary target. Shoot that. Like, can you, like, what's your aim like? And I'm like, bing. I just nailed that thing. You know what I mean? Like, no problem. But the moving thing, dude, I can't hit the stupid clay pigeon. I whiffed like, I mean, granted, I didn't get that many shots at it because there's a lot of people rotating in and out doing the shooting and stuff. And they're, again, there's betting going in different games and things happening. And so I only got so many opportunities. But still, bro, I missed every one.
Mike, were you embarrassed?
Yes.
Everyone else is so good.
I could barely sleep that night. I just laid there. I was like, I can't wait to go back and do it again. I need redemption. I need redemption.
Is he going to be having another one?
Yeah, in December.
Oh, and the thing
like,
is,
I need some practice before then because I want to win and I want to win some money.
Right, because you're such a Leo that I already know you went in there thinking you were going to be the best one. And
I mean, look at him. Look at that face. Of course, that's what he's thinking now. He's like, how could this have happened?
I didn't think I was going to be the best one because, again, this is the first time in my life I'd ever even shot a shotgun.
Did your wife go with you?
No.
Okay, good.
It was like a dude's.
Okay, got it.
So she didn't get to see you, like, you know.
Well, I told her all about it. I was like, I suck. I'm not good. I could not figure it out. But I'm going to start getting some reps in and get some practice in. I have to. There's no way I could just have that be my career there till December. And yeah, I'd like to win something.
Yeah.
But it's harder than it looks, you guys.
It looks hard.
Yeah, it does.
I don't see that and think it looks easy.
And obviously, when you show up in December, you're going to be like, oh my God, I haven't done this since the last time we came out here.
Yeah, totally rusty.
Only my second time here.
Second timer here.
And then you nail all of them.
Practicing every single day.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Tom Brady slapped Logan Paul. I know you saw this video, Graham.
It was going viral everywhere, and then you, like, look in the comments. What is it? Is it stage? Is it what? Is it AI? What was it?
Have you seen it?
Yes. It's on our story right now, JV Morning Show, by the way.
All right, so they were both on stage Friday at Fanatics Fest 2026. Just to let you know, this was most likely staged, okay? They're going back and forth, exchanging words, and then Tom just reaches over and he slaps Logan Paul dead in the head. Now Logan's even more fired up. He's having to be held back, and then they're still going back and forth, and that's what you see in this video that is on our Instagram story. So here is the context. Here's the background on their beef. Back in February, Tom was on Logan's podcast, and Tom Brady said that Logan's athleticism, because, you know, he's like a wrestler, he was like, that's cute, you know, but compared to like NFL players, like, that's cute, you know, which he got going on there. And then Logan said that he believed he could beat up, you know, many NFL players in a fight, Tom being one of them. And then there was that flag football game where Logan's team ended up beating the team that Tom Brady was on. So that's really like where everything started. Now, why people think it's staged? Well, this is what Logan does. He's a wrestler.
Can't trust.
Right. So it was more likely staged than not. And the thinking is that Tom, with all this extra time he has on his hands now that he's not actually playing football. Yeah, he's got a bunch of side things and he's doing some commentating and stuff. But the thinking is, and the rumor is that at some point he's going to appear in the ring with Logan Paul.
Now, I heard that rumor, same as you. I don't know. I agree that the setup certainly points to that, right?
It has to.
Because, like, they've been building it up and they're going back and forth and trash talking each other at that flag football thing and having to get held back then. And then this, like, it certainly seems like this is the buildup exactly to a WWE thing. Like, it's clearly staged, but is that the thing that's going to ultimately be promoted out of it? He's going to hop, Tom Brady's going to hop in the ring and, you know, throw, Logan Paul into a pile drive. Like, I don't, like, I don't, he's gonna be jumping off the top rope. I just don't.
I think so.
I just don't know. Like, I can't see that part of it. I can't see Tom Brady wanting to do that part of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see
it's Tom Brady.
I feel he's like
got,
he
what, 6 or 7 Super Bowl rings or whatever. Like, does he need to go jump into the ring?
No,
but he doesn't.
For a stage,
but he also doesn't need. He doesn't need to like participate in all these Netflix roasts and stuff either. But he still does it. He likes the attention.
He does. I know, but it's like that stuff and the commentating stuff that tracks to me. But this like part, I just can't figure this part out.
I think it's gonna happen. I mean, it's always such a big deal when the WWE brings in, like, big names. You know, Cardi's there every once in a while. They got Bad Bunny. And, like, it's always just such a huge thing. I could totally see this happening. I don't think it's going to be good. Tom Brady cannot act.
Right? No. And have
he's
you ever
the
seen,
worst.
I mean, I don't know what he looks like right now, but, like, past pictures, especially from the NFL draft. I mean, that was many years ago. You ever seen Tom Brady with his shirt off?
No.
Was it bad?
He's the most, like, unathletic-looking guy.
Really?
You've ever seen. Now, look, he works out a ton and all this stuff, so he's probably different now. But if you ever can go back and look at Tom Brady's draft, like combine or whatever it was from, pictures where he's got no shirt on.
Oh, my God.
You would never peg this guy to go on to be, you know, one of the greatest NFL players of all time, just based on his physique. He just looks like average.
But that
like,
was a long time ago.
That was like, a very, very long time ago. But again, he's a lot older now. And I don't see him being like this oiled up, just like shredded. I mean, I'm sure he's in very good shape now. He works out, but like, I don't know.
I don't WWE really see that either.
Shape, I don't know. I can't figure it out.
I don't really see Logan Paul having a body like that either, though.
Yeah.
And he's thriving.
Well, yeah, I mean, that guy, all he does is work out. Did you guys see all the Bieber stuff from the Fanatics Fest over the weekend? It was like, he was this, aside from the slap thing, it was everything was Bieber. Yeah. Look at Bieber. He kicked a field goal. He's a god. Look at that. He made a field goal. Oh, look at Bieber dribbling at this thing. And she, all these different, he was, I mean, like, props to him being very involved in this thing because he was trying every little station or whatever they had there. And everybody was just falling over themselves, fawning over how incredible of an athlete he was. I don't know. I was like, I wasn't blown away when he hit a 25-yard field goal.
Since you brought him up, what did you think of the halftime performance for the World Cup?
I thought I respected the fact that it, by all accounts, he's, you know, actually performing live and singing live. Did I think the song, I thought, was a weird choice? Like, it totally, like, brought
a little slow.
It, like, brought the vibe, like, down. Like, I went, okay, talented, yes, like, good vocals and stuff like that, and seemed live and not, you know, maybe some of the other artists up there relying more heavily on a you know, a track that they're singing over, whatever. He very seemed like he's okay, he's performing live. I respected that part of it. Like, get me hyped for the World Cup. Nope.
Yeah, he could have performed something different. I thought it was really, really good though, as you said.
My first thought though
was like, man, he's come a long way from like his anxiety struggles and like not even being able to perform to doing like Coachella earlier this year, and now the World Cup final is insane.
What were your guys' thoughts on the show, the halftime show?
I thought it slowed down way too much during Bieber, to be honest.
Big
like
time.
Shakira, bring Shakira back literally for every single World Cup. She is the World Cup queen.
She was a World Cup vibe. Then, that was the vibe.
Then the energy from BTS, insane. So to kind of follow from that,
what do you think about Madonna?
And slow it down. She was cool too. I kind of missed her part.
I missed her part too. I saw the other. I saw everyone else.
Did everyone just collectively miss her part?
I think so.
Well, that's when you get up and go to the bathroom. Like, dude, okay, we locked into the game. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Yeah. I'm gonna get another beer or whatever.
Hydration break from.
Yeah, I missed her part. And then Bieber comes out. Hallelujah, World Cup.
Yeah.
Like what?
Coming up next on the JV Show. Let's talk about our photos from home.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, every Monday we bring a photo from our weekend. Photos from home up now on JV Morning Show. That is our Instagram. Make sure you give us a follow. So we were really bored at home yesterday. And I was like, what can we do? What can we do with the kids? Let's take them somewhere. Tired of the same old park. Something that doesn't cost too much money. I found this place called Immersive Game Box. Immersive Game Box. There's a few locations. I know there's one in the city. We went to the one at Valley Fair. And so that's what my photo is. This is me and my oldest daughter. We are in like the game box thing. And so you have on these like little caps.
What is on it?
Yeah, why?
It's like sensors. And so it detects where you are in the box. And you're playing all these games that are like on the screen. Every screen in there is like touchscreen. You're like surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
But the sensors can like, they tell you, sense like where you are in the game. So you're having to like move around. the box.
So you wear a little Tweedledee and Tweedledum hat. Right.
Yes.
And then walk around and touch a bunch of boxes.
Yes. Or you just like, play different games. They have like a Squid Games game. They have a Floor is Lava. They have like a bunch of different ones.
That sounds fun.
And what's the takeaway?
It was fun. We had
love it. Recommend.
Recommend. I didn't get to play. Like, we had to do something a little more simpler because we had really young kids. So we didn't get to do like the more like difficult or like funner ones for older kids.
Got it.
But I would assume they're really fun. We had fun just doing this, so.
Interesting.
It's called Immersive.
And you guys
game
had
box.
Matching outfits.
Yeah.
Whose idea was that? You and your daughter here in this picture.
That was mine. My daughter hates it, but sometimes she'll come out of her room and I'll be like, oh my God, I have something similar. I'll go change.
And then
to
you
that.
Race oh back in so you could twin.
Yes.
Oh my God.
She hates it.
Jess, think of your time back in middle school or early high school, mm-hmm. and your mom runs back into her room before you're heading out to dinner just so she can dress just like you. Mm-hmm. Level of mortification?
The top level.
Yeah. Highest.
Highest level, yeah.
Above 10
it's
out
so
of 10.
Funny, though.
Wow. All right, mine's a picture I talked about a little bit earlier. My buddy had a skeet shooting party contest event thing. I'd never shot a skeet before. I didn't even know what a skeet looked like, to be honest with you. I'm
you
kidding.
Never?
I've never, but I've never shot a shotgun before. This is my first mm-hmm. time. And so this is me. It's a live action shot there. I just fired in this one and missed horribly because I missed every single time. It was very humbling.
In this picture, it looks like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I mean, I know how to, like, again, I've played paintball my whole life and stuff like that and shot things. I'm a good shot.
Okay.
Apparently, like, the stance looks like, oh, okay,
right, like professional level. And the hat, very on theme.
Yeah, you like
I
that?
I love it.
I
yep.
broke out the camo hat. Yes. You can't see, I wore my Wild Turkey shirt there. You can't see it. The logo's on the front.
I mean, what hat? I can't even see it. It camouflages with the trees there in the background.
Yeah.
What hat?
Yeah, it's just
you have a hat on?
It's just floating there. Any comments about my, I can't really see my socks or my shoes. Or
no. I could tell they're ankle socks, though. I don't like it.
No
they
went,
were the long ones.
No, I went long socks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. So which ones are you supposed to wear? You're a millennial. Aren't you supposed to wear ankle?
Yeah, but I wore kind of like a low, like hiking shoe. I don't think you really wear a short sock there.
Okay.
It seemed weird.
Okay. And mine is another year, you guys, that the California Rodeo Salinas.
The rodeo?
Yeah. Rodeo, because it's the Rodeo
We're not
Salinas.
Starting this debate.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not, but it is
Got
Rodeo.
It.
You guys, so much fun again, but I can't keep drinking.
You said this last year.
Yeah.
I can't keep drinking anymore. Okay.
Did you
gotta give me props, though. I, knock on wood, I have not thrown up after drinking in, like, a good amount of time. I know I had hit my one-year mark.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I ruined that eventually.
I feel like
I
you did.
I think I might have.
Yeah.
But I'm back on track. And I'm pretty proud of myself because I was very close to it, but I was like, nope, just hold it in. Hold it in. Don't do anything.
How was nice the work. Overall nice rodeo work. Event this year for Salinas? This is your guys' Met Gala or whatever? What do
Our
you say
Met Gala. It's Fashion Week. You know, everybody goes all out.
Everything was amazing this year. 10 out of 10.
It was. I think we might switch it up next year because they have a couple different tents and you usually get there and you're in one tent all night long and you drink there until like 1, 2 a.m. around there. Super fun, though. Lots of drinks. It's the only time of year where I actually choose to drink whiskey because they have like Crown Peach and they combine it with Sprite.
Ooh, that's
delicious.
And let me ask this. Was there, because this is in Salinas and all the Taylor Farms talk, was there just a explosive diarrhea cloud sort of hanging over the venue? Like, was that like weighing things down a little bit? Was that weighing heavily on people's minds?
I think it was because the biggest sponsor of the rodeo is Taylor Farms.
Oh, awkward.
Like they had a ginormous sign and everything.
Oh, no.
That's hilarious.
But, you know.
Never mind.
Yeah. Go check out the photos, though.
I would say that should have been your photo from home instead of, I mean, this is a lovely photo. I love the background,
you,
but it should have been in front of the Taylor Farms sign.
Yeah, you taking a bite out of a head of iceberg lettuce.
Yes, true. Check out all of our pictures at JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.